the watchmaker. Within the Tudor on the corner, redolent of boxwood, a windowed office and a delicate man who knew everything about bezel cases and oscillating weight, escape wheels, and the faithful assurance of the center jewel. On a summer night of intoxicating darkness, I saw him looking down, lamplit, making seconds start and stop. He balanced a wheel or loosened a spring to give another entry to the vagaries of time. All this, when I was young enough to believe in my mastery, when my body flowed through that darkness, liquid, luminous, crowned, my bearing surface and compensating balance preserved forever.